Remember the last time you were truly lost? If you're under 30, you might struggle to recall such an experience. In just a few short years, we've witnessed the end of a human condition that existed for 200,000 years, the feeling of being genuinely disoriented in physical space. This remarkable transition happened primarily through the efforts of small teams at Keyhole, Where2Tech, and eventually Google. The mapping revolution they sparked created entire industries worth billions, from ride-sharing to augmented reality games like Pokemon Go, all built on digital cartography that barely existed 2 decades ago. What started as a specialized technology has transformed into something we now take for granted, the ability to know exactly where we are at any moment. This isn't just a story about maps, it's about how a small group of visionaries changed our relationship with the physical world forever, creating what Google CEO Sundar Pichai called an essential account of how technology transforms our lives. In spring 1999, John Hanke demonstrated revolutionary technology at Bill Kilday's Austin home, an Earth view that zoomed from space down to Kilday's house, showing details like his metal roof and neighbor's trampoline. This technology, which would become Keyhole Earth Viewer, used clip mapping to render only essential data for realistic 3D scenes. While Kilday was amazed by the Superman thing, his wife asked the crucial question, "But what do you do with it?" Hanke mentioned an upcoming $10 million seed round for Keyhole, named after U.S. spy satellites, without revealing Silicon Valley's cooling interest amid the dot-com bubble burst. When Kilday joined the struggling Keyhole team in 2001, their original business plan had failed. Analyzing the geographic information systems market dominated by Esri, Kilday identified 3 weaknesses in existing products: complexity, absence of actual map data, and extreme slowness. After seeing a real estate company where only 2 specialists operated mapping software for 140 brokers, he pitched Hanke on making GIS for people who can't spell GIS. With funding scarce, the team pivoted to B2B. Hanke negotiated royalty arrangements with data providers instead of paying up front. They launched Keyhole Earth Viewer 1.0 at a real estate trade show in June 2001 with a $1,200 annual subscription. Despite winning Best New Real Estate Technology, they returned with just 11 sales. Throughout 2001, they tested various markets from travel to military applications, generating $500,000 in revenue, with commercial real estate becoming their first viable market. By late 2002, Keyhole was rapidly depleting its finances despite growing consumer sales. An emergency friends and family round raised about $500,000, while promising talks began with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and InQtel, the CIA's venture capital arm. The Iraq War in March 2003 became Keyhole's breakthrough moment. CNN discovered their visualization technology, and after 48 hours of intense preparation, the technology debuted on national television. Viewers watched as reporters navigated from orbital views down to Baghdad's street-level detail, crashing Keyhole servers with the resulting traffic surge. This exposure transformed Keyhole's fortunes. The InQtel investment closed at $1.5 million, and demand spread throughout the U.S. military, intelligence community, media organizations, and commercial clients. By spring 2003, monthly revenue had grown tenfold, finally stabilizing the company. By June 2003, John Rolfe had developed KML, Keyhole Markup Language, transforming EarthViewer from a single-user application to a collaborative platform for sharing geographic annotations. As 2004 approached, Keyhole was set to accept a $10 million Series B investment from Menlo Ventures at a $30 million valuation when Google entered the picture. After Sergey Brin discovered EarthViewer and declared, "We should buy this company," the Keyhole team quickly demonstrated their technology to Google's leadership. With Menlo's term sheets in hand, Hanke contacted Google to confirm their interest. For co-founder McClendon, Google's vast server resources made the decision clear. The acquisition closed on October 15, 2004, with Google agreeing to hire all 29 Keyhole employees, a rare concession showing how much they valued the technology and team. The Keyhole team's first day marked a stark transition from their modest office to the Googleplex with its legendary perks. They merged with Google's four-person mapping project led by Taylor and Norris, who were working with the Rasmussen brothers from Where2Tech in Sydney. While Keyhole focused on 3D visualization, Where2Tech was developing a mapping application that Larry Page challenged them to make browser-based. They created a prototype using Ajax technology that preloaded map tiles for faster performance. Tensions emerged when the Keyhole team discovered strategy meetings occurring without them. Despite this friction, Ohazama became the crucial bridge between teams, integrating Keyhole imagery into Google Maps. The final product combined this imagery with powerful search functionality developed by Egnor, whose geographic search algorithm had won Google's first programming contest. In February 2005, Google Maps launched without Keyhole's aerial imagery, following Google's "just ship it" mantra. Traffic exceeded the entire day's forecast by early morning, with users captivated by the fluid drag-and-move interface that eliminated page refreshes, a revolutionary approach to digital maps. Within days, developers began reverse-engineering the code for map mashups. Paul Rademacher overlaid Craigslist rentals on Google Maps, while Adrian Holovati combined police statistics with maps for crime visualization. Google quickly developed an official Maps API, giving developers free controlled access despite internal debates about giving away mapping technology. The impact was transformative. Companies like Yelp, Zillow, Uber, and Lyft built their business models on Google's free Maps API, spawning hundreds of location-based startups. Years later, Google began charging for the API in response to industry requests for service agreements and stability guarantees. The mobile revolution accelerated when Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone in 2007, with John Hankey witnessing Google Maps as a key feature. The impact was profound. iPhone users accessed Maps daily instead of weekly, and within 18 months, mobile usage surpassed computers. The blue dot showing your location transformed maps from reference tools into live navigation aids, fundamentally changing our relationship with physical space. By 2010, fatigued from Google's internal battles, Hankey told Kilday he wanted to be more than the Google Maps and Earth guy. He created Niantic Labs, independent but still within Google inspired by conflicts with his teenage son over video games. His vision was real-world games, using mobile phones to transform maps into experiences that encouraged outdoor exploration. In July 2016, Pokemon Go broke download records with 100 million daily players, surpassing Twitter and Tinder. It became augmented reality's first killer app, built on precise geolocation. Future AR will overlay information on statues, display digital marquees above venues, and float reviews above restaurants. We are the last generation to know what it means to be lost, and the first to always know our exact position. This transformation came from visionaries who saw possibilities others missed. Their work has fundamentally changed how we navigate, proving that sometimes the most profound revolutions aren't those making headlines, but those quietly transforming our daily lives.